This is Lee Davey at a 2014 World Series of Poker. I'm here with Sam Chartier, who's just busted the 5K, is that right?
That's correct.
I always catch people when they bust tournaments, you know, so I never get the best of them. But you seem kind of okay-ish.
I mean, it takes me 5 minutes and I'm over it.
Which is the mark of a good quality poker player, right?
I hope so. Yeah, I guess so.
But things have not been going too well this series. Tell us a little bit about that.
No, not so good. Although I've been playing quite a bit of events. I mean, I haven't got much runs. Got min cash at 1K. And that's pretty much about it. But still, like, a couple big ones left. So,
are you happy with the game, still, though?
Yeah, I don't feel
are
like
we, are we just
yeah.
talking variance here?
No, no. Yeah, probably talking variance. I don't think I've... I mean, might have been slightly steaming in some spots, but overall, I think I'm pretty happy with how it played, yeah.
Okay, that's the boring stuff out of the way. We don't want to talk about poker, right? I mean, what goes on in your life when you're outside of poker?
I try to enjoy life by quite a bit by playing as much sports as I can. Mm-hmm. Especially, I mean, here I've been golfing quite a bit when I have days off or when I have half days off. And back home I had a wrist injury for a while, but now I'm pretty much back on track, so I can restart playing hockey like I used to.
Ice hockey?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. How good are you at fighting?
Fighting?
Because that's all they do in ice hockey when I watch it on TV.
Yeah, it's a pretty pointless part of the game, to be honest. I might have been involved in 4 or 5 ones, like serious one-on-one fights, lifetime.
Yeah.
On the ice. It's not so much my game.
Is it something that you see in the amateur game as prevalent as you see in the professional game?
Yeah, well, it used to be more predominant back in the 70s, 80s maybe, but now, I mean, now it's pretty useless, you know. Yeah, you don't see fights anymore.
And you told me earlier on before we came on here that you've got some business dealings outside of poker as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. I got involved in me and a friend, a childhood friend from back home, started a vodka company. So that keeps me busy when I'm in Montreal.
Tell us a little bit about that. What do you mean, a vodka company?
We launched maple-flavored vodka.
Maple-flavored vodka?
Yeah, and it's actually going pretty well. Mm-hmm. And we got a couple other products coming up in the next few months. So,
What's the name of it?
Vodka's called Nabazo, N-A-B-A-Z-O. Mm-hmm. And we got lychee, pretty much, lychee liquor coming up.
Which is that strange fruit that you get in Indian restaurants that
yeah,
nobody ever eats,
actually,
right?
Well, pretty tasty in my opinion, yeah.
I don't know, I've never tasted it. I always look at it and think, is that part of the garnish or am I supposed to eat it?
You gotta eat it. I mean, it's one of my favorite fruits.
So how on earth, out of all the different businesses you can get involved in, why vodka? I mean, how did you end up getting involved
in that? Actually my friend. Friend I grew up playing hockey with. He's a chemist and he's the brain behind the recipe, and we just brought it up to the licensed establishments, and we just got the product in like about a year ago.
How important is it for you to have a different outlet for your money other than poker? So you've got money coming in from somewhere else other than poker. Is that important to you?
It's more about like having some sort of balance than like a financial thing, you know. It's more about like having something to do beside poker than just play like every day, you know. I try to keep my mind straight by having something else and like playing sports too.
Because there are some people who are just 100% poker. That's all they want to do is play poker. That's not you.
I would never do that. Yeah.
And what else are we going to expect from you this series? What other events are you going
to? Well, I'll play the 10K PLO in the main. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I do something good in those. That's pretty much where the hope is left. Yeah.
Okay, Sam, thank you very much for joining us today, and wish you all the best the rest of the